This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings. Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places so they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will.
And you can act real neat. Welcome into the Fan Run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Thursday edition of 3 and Out.
Oh.
Things are getting
Nothing to talk about. Just here late July.
I think I'm looking forward to today's show more than I have a single Tennessee Football Friday show in probably the last 3 years.
We know, Dave. We know.
What about Monday shows, though?
I'm always good for a good fire burning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things are happening. Anything happened? What I missed?
Maybe happening.
It's safe to say things are happening.
There's a lot of smoke.
No.
A lot of smoke.
There's a lot of fire.
A lot of fire?
There's fire.
You're going fire?
There's fire.
All right. I do think it's funny that when I go to the ESPN homepage, there is nothing about this on it. Nothing.
Probably just some type of weird agreement. They don't want to.
No,
they don't want to make anybody mad.
It is down the page, but definitely below the fold, as they used to say.
There you go.
There's the Kraken article about their new roster.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's up there.
There's a Beast Mode Marshawn Lynch announcing one of the Kraken's picks article. There's a looking ahead at the way too early NBA power rankings.
Are you kidding me?
There's an Olympic Games backlash. I guess like a COVID protest thing. There's Wednesday's top moments, including the Yankees walking it off in the 10th. There's a stupid video of a fan damaging his phone as he tries to catch a home run. There's the MLB scoreboard. And then, only then, is there Texas, Oklahoma heading to the SEC? Question mark? No, you know why it's like this. Because they didn't break the story. Because they're so bad now at journalism.
That makes sense.
That.
But I mean, all I can do is say first reported by
exactly.
Brett McMurphy at Facebook.com. I mean, like, whatever. It's not that hard.
He did have sources per stadium, this and that.
True, yeah.
Who was the very first person to throw this out there? I don't remember.
I don't know. Who was first?
The first person I saw, I don't even remember his name. Like, he was some, like, guy that's not really well known, at least for me.
I think it was the Houston Chronicle.
There you go. Exclusive. Texas, Oklahoma, reach out to the SEC about joining conference. 15 hours ago.
I love it.
You love it?
Yes. I'm getting what I've always wanted.
What have you always wanted?
I've wanted my Super League, man. I always say it all the time. The worst part about college football, it's not the NFL. We're going to a more NFL style.
Well, I had this realization two football seasons ago that my fandom, not my fandom, that's the wrong word, my habits, my college football viewing habits had really changed a couple years ago from, let's say, the 5 years before that or the 10 years before that. I used to watch, my priorities used to be all big, I guess what you'd call fan games or regional games. Mainly, it was typically the big SEC games. Then I would watch, then basically what came next was the bigger nationwide games, depending on whatever conference they're happening in. And then, and only then, and I would usually not even watch the bottom three or four or two or three SEC games every weekend. I wouldn't even care. Wouldn't even really, I mean, just kind of like catch the score and pass. I don't know. I mean, in part, it's because of SEC Survivor, but that's...
Because watching it's really going to make a difference.
It just, but there's something on it.
No, it matters. I know. It's like when you bet on a game, you're going to watch the game.
Kentucky's playing Missouri, and you, yeah, I mean, you just...
You have to.
I mean, I would watch games that even, like, you guys were involved in, just to see if you got punished. But it wasn't all that. Part of it, it was just, it just became so much easier, at least for me, to rationalize. At least the SEC has, even though it's still flawed, at least the SEC... Back even when it was just a two-team BCS playoff thing, would crown a champion. It was a formula that was always the same. There was no like computers, no voting. Like you knew what the rules were going in. Even if the schedules were imbalanced, you knew what you had to do to make it to Atlanta and win the SEC championship. And I realized that I'm like, I don't even really watch. I mean, if it's like undefeated Ohio State and undefeated Penn State kind of first third of the season, yeah, I'll probably watch it. Like, I really don't even care that much anymore about those games. Clemson, Georgia, yeah, I mean, that kind of feels like an SEC game. I'm watching one. But, like, the other I think part of it is the other conferences have become so weakened. And Tennessee was more comparable to the mid-tier of the SEC teams anyway. So if I'm watching Missouri and Kentucky, I'm also kind of going, can we beat these teams? Whereas before, there was no need to watch Kentucky Vanderbilt during the, you know, late 90s, which didn't matter. Like, Tennessee was going to roll those teams. It was fine. Now what the SEC is doing is saying, okay, college football, if they're as interested as everyone says they are, college football is going back to more of a regional footprint. The NCAA is losing its power. NIL has, I guess, just expedited the process of the NCAA losing its grip over all the conferences. And so the SEC, smartly, if this is the case, is saying, well, we're already the biggest. Let's make sure that there's really not that big of a need for you to watch anything else.
It wasn't the NIL. It was COVID. You go back, Mark Emmert said, you guys figure it out yourself. And that's when we saw the conferences start to be like, okay, we got the power. Let's see what we can do. And now it's taking over completely, and I love it. And fortunately, I think Greg Sankey he's in a position to where he's better off than any other Power 5 commissioner.
Not even close.
And yeah.
Especially after this news yesterday.
And so now we look at one of the things I'll say before today's show is – don't get stuck in the current mindset. You have to look at, there's a lot of factors that we've already seen a gigantic amount of change over the last year. And now just think about 3 years from now, what it could possibly look like. Like, whenever it comes to this, like, well, if Oklahoma, Texas, if they join the SEC, what does that mean for the divisions? They're going to get rid of divisions. The permanent crossover rival, like, that's over. That's good news for Tennessee fans, because if you're tired of getting your ass kicked by Alabama,
well,
every year,
it might not be a permanent crossover because there would be no divisions. They still may leave Alabama on your schedule every year. Like, there's going to be three or four probably permanent games.
I doubt you'll get Alabama, but
I hope not.
They've talked about it. I mean, they've asked several coaches now. And no, for a fact, Dan Mullen was asked about it a couple days ago about getting rid of that permanent crossover game. Mike Leach was asked about it yesterday.
No one that matters has said keep it.
Yes,
no one that matters. I mean, there's fans, but they're in the minority now, and quite frankly, they're not going to matter with that decision.
Yeah, but like, what are they not going to watch the game on the third Saturday in October because it's not Alabama?
You're
no, playing, they're going to tune in. They're
playing
watch.
Auburn. Like, come on,
yeah,
like,
it doesn't matter.
You're playing Texas.
I mean, Dan was asked about it because they're playing Alabama this year, and it's like the first time in a decade they've hosted.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, why not? And we've talked about it before. It's like, if you want to make it a better experience for the fan, give them an opportunity to travel to a new stadium every year. You want the college players to actually go and maybe check out within their four-year span at that school, have an opportunity to play in every SEC stadium. And right now, like, that's just not a thing.
Oh, no, because what is the rotation, 7-5?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
yeah. And there's even, I mean, people have done the math. They've worked out schedules that make a whole lot of sense before,
mm-hmm.
where every...
Every 4 years you play, yes. You host and go to every SEC, as it stands currently. But...
You host and go to every
I'm pretty
years?
Sure.
I thought you just played every team over a 4 year.
Well, that
span.
Was definitely part of it. I thought I saw one, maybe you would miss one, but you could play at... In 4 years' time, you can play at
maybe that's
12
just
of the 13.
All of them, or something.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what it was. That's if you did away with, you know, any permanent game or a certain amount.
But
if you go to 16 teams and you have three teams you play every year, isn't that kind of like having a division? I mean, isn't this just like a half the NFL schedule?
Well, that's kind of what it was. I was actually talking with Hayden Wallen last night, and
just divisions of four.
We look
playing
at
them
it
twice.
Yeah.
You just play them once.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'd get rid of it, but they're like. Well, that'd be harder to get into the playoff. It's like, but well, by the time this happens, it's a 12-team playoff. You're not looking mm-hmm. at the 4-team. Like, it's going to be a couple of years before Oklahoma and Texas are able to come here. And the thing, too, that you go back and you look at, it's like, apparently Texas was looking at becoming a free agent no matter what happens. Like, once their TV rights deal ends, they're going somewhere else. They're looking around. And so if you're the SEC.
Yeah, they said independent ACC, or right now, obviously, they're talking with the SEC. I mean, Mac Brown said it. Like, they flirted with the Pac-10 back in the day.
And so if you're looking at it from a SEC perspective and you're Greg Sankey, you're like, I can either get their money and have my product be even better, or they can go somewhere else and make it better for another organization.
Or go independent and keep it all themselves.
Yeah.
A la Notre Dame.
So there's a lot of questions that
But Texas wouldn't
have.
Want to do that because of the conference championship. And we talked about this right before the show. Like, Notre Dame's going to the ACC.
Eventually, yeah.
In football. Like, that's just going to happen. I would say sooner rather than later, especially after last year.
Football's going to be its own entity. I was talking with Russ the other day. Like, the Knight Commission, they continue to put out those reports. We know that the mindset for the institutions, it is changing. It is moving towards a path that is going to be completely different than what we've seen. And it's either you get on the bus or you get left behind. And right now, the SEC is leading the charge, and I'm looking forward to it, man. I think I'm going to eventually get my four conference, 16 teams in each, Power 5 schedule, even though I have to rebrand that name, seeing as there's only going to be four. But it's moving that way, and I personally love it.
You could still leave it at 5. You just call some teams up.
Like, so you're saying add more?
Yeah, if you wanted to. I mean, you could call Boise State to the Pac-12 or Pac-13 at that point, or the Big Ten. I don't know about Memphis.
I don't know. They've been legit in previous years.
I'm talking about kind of more historical.
Houston.
Houston would be fine. Houston might get the call up now to the Big 12.
That's what I was thinking last night. Like,
there's a lot of teams that could probably move up. I mean, I know that they're not Texas. But I mean, it's a big population, it's a big market. If that team got good, they'd have the sport. Fascinating.
I mean, if you want
BYU
to.
BYU could go to a conference.
Like, the Big 12 wouldn't like it, but they can still keep the Big 12. I mean, there's,
sure.
Those schools still have enough power to where it's like, obviously it'd be diminished, but you're looking at all these other schools whenever it comes to basketball that are in all these smaller conferences. They make it work.
Right.
It's just they're going to lose their prestige. But that's the thing about it. People are like, well, would we kick out a couple of schools to add Oklahoma and Texas? Like, I don't see that being the case. I think it's all about prestige, and everybody
there's
that
no
you
need.
Currently looks at.
Yeah, why would you want to lose a team?
Yeah.
It
makes no sense.
Look, I mean, I love, like, recreating it and making it
fresh,
different and perfect, but, like, they're not going to kick a team out.
People are like, Vanderbilt doesn't bring much to football. It's like, listen, as long as they spend a certain amount of money, like, they're staying. Like, the SEC likes having Vanderbilt for academic purposes. They also like that they're a baseball powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You look at all these
and
other things.
And Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's not just about football, even though that's where the money comes from. For the SEC, it's about prestige and just pretty much wanting to have it all. And Vanderbilt's not hurting them financially.
No, they're not adding as much to the pot. I mean, but that's why you're seeing Texas and Oklahoma think about leaving. Because they're the two programs in the Big 12 that are making all the money, and then they're having to share it, and they could be keeping a vast majority of that if they weren't having to pay out the other Big 12 schools. And if you come to the SEC, the pot's bigger, so you're getting to keep more of what you bring to the table. And with Oklahoma and Texas added to the SEC, I mean, whew. I mean, I know the SEC just signed the deal with ESPN, you know, the biggest television rights. Rip that up and start it over if you go ahead and get Oklahoma and Texas. Because then you're even, I mean, I don't want to say twice as valuable, but what a steal.
I mean, outside of Notre Dame, wouldn't Texas be the most profitable organization or institution you could look at?
Athletic department-wise?
Yeah, or just draw, reach.
Yeah.
I don't know. If they're good, maybe. I mean, don't get me wrong. Texas is a huge brand. Lots of people, obviously. It's the state school. But I don't know.
Yeah.
You think it's Notre Dame and Texas? Where's Alabama? Right there? Ohio State? Michigan? Tennessee, if we're worth a damn?
Texas, I'd have them over Ohio State and Michigan.
Like, for apparel deals, like, Michigan sells more apparel than any other school. Like, licensed apparel every year, it's Michigan. So I'd say they're probably in the mix. But no, I mean, yeah, like, Texas is way up there.
I mean, it's Longhorn Network.
And Oklahoma, obviously not as profitable as Texas, but they're really good. They're going to be really good for a while. And joining the SEC, I mean,
that's a
would make them even
too.
More money, too. Yeah. I mean,
it's a no-brainer. They should do it. I know some people are saying it's still a long shot that it happens. I'm kind of like,
at
Davey,
this point,
though,
it doesn't seem like that. I mean,
I
know this just
at some point.
Well, they have to wait till 2024 for TV rights, and I think I read where each school would owe $70 million to the Big 12 to leave, and then obviously you've got Oklahoma State threatening with whatever they're trying to threaten with.
Apparently, that's not a thing. Like Dennis Dodd says, oh, I remember from last time that if Oklahoma goes, they got to take Oklahoma State with it. It's not a package, brother. It's not you got to bring your little brother to the mall with you.
That's
the Oklahoma legislator is not stupid enough to be like, well, we're going to save Oklahoma State by killing Oklahoma.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it would kill Oklahoma. This is just a better opportunity for them. But if you're Oklahoma State, hypothetically, right? Oklahoma leaves. Damn. I mean, aren't you now right there in your conference as one of the two or three favorites to win it year in and year out?
Yeah.
Like right now, it's probably Oklahoma. Right now, Oklahoma State might even be better than Texas. I think Texas will get back eventually. And then what, like Iowa State, Oklahoma State, TCU. I mean, when's the last time TCU won it? Like, you're right there if you're Oklahoma State. Again, you're not going to have as much money in the conference, but you could go to the playoff, and that's going to make you a bunch of money.
Four divisions. Who do we want?
Vanderbilt? Yeah. Vanderbilt.
South Carolina.
Kentucky. South Carolina.
Kentucky. Tennessee.
Yeah. Vanderbilt, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee. We'll play each of those teams twice.
I think you'll just get those once. But every year. Every year, you're 3-0. Well, you know, hopefully.
And then we'll do
JG's
South Division, because we got to go where the equator is. In the South Division,
the equator.
We'll get Florida, Georgia, Bama, Auburn. Yeah, that's good.
I'm sure that would.
Yeah.
In the SEC, we're north, man.
I know. That's why I said that. I just gave the South region. Oh, okay. We are definitely the north region.
We're the north.
Northeast.
Winterfell.
That'd probably be Tennessee, Georgia, Vanderbilt.
Quadrant 11.
And Kentucky.
Nah, Georgia and Auburn got to be together.
Deep South, all this rivalry, brother.
They're not going to just put four really bad teams together and be like, all right, here
you go. I know, Davey.
No, they are. We're the weakest division, but we're the best team in it. Hang the banner.
So we're the NFC East.
Yeah, basically.
I'll take it.
Just a slugfest of who can get to five wins first and secure their bid to the playoff.
The Mid-Atlantic region of Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Kentucky.
I got to be honest,
you just
man.
Just have Missouri, Texas A&M, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Just like, put them all together. Yeah. Just, hey, welcome back to the club. Yeah, you guys are playing each other again.
Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M, and
Mizzou.
Yeah, just all former Big 12 schools. It's genius. Oh, you guys all
throw
left.
Throw in Arkansas if you want to choose them instead. Like,
well, they were in the Big 12 for a while, too, weren't they? Or was that the Southern Conference?
It was the Southwest.
Southwest, yeah. Okay.
Texas and Arkansas are in that. Oklahoma, I believe.
Do you think they renamed the conference?
No.
The brand's too strong.
It's true, but I mean,
brand's too strong.
They'll say it's the South and East Conference, the Southeastern Conference.
The South and
Eastern. Not Southeastern, but you just got to be anywhere Southish and anywhere
Eastish.
They're not naming it. The Big Ten is still the Big Ten, and they got 14 schools, okay? Like the Big 12s, they have 10 schools.
That's how dumb college football is.
At least the Pac 12 was like, you know what? We're the Pac 12. Good for them. Good for them. But they also, they're the worst conference, so they kind of. Maybe that was a bad move. But no, brand's too strong.
No, the worst move ever was the leaders and the legends. That was it.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That or not wanting to play football last year. That was a pretty bad move.
That was a pretty bad move, too.
For the Big Ten. This is fascinating, man. I'll be honest. I was excited for media days, excited to get back from vacation. I did not think on Thursday we're going to be talking about, oh, yeah, Texas and Oklahoma want to join the SEC. Didn't see that one coming. That is.
We have to get to work on these divisions. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah, other people can be like, well, would they move Alabama to the East? It's like, no, guys. Like the division thing, like it's just, if you get 16 teams, there's too many to kind of sort that out.
You either
out.
Have to have four or none. You can't have, and the four just, all the division does is tell you the three teams you play every year and then rotate everyone else. Does it look, as dumb as this sounds, I guess from being in different fantasy football formats, it's really the only place you kind of can get this. But, like, for some reason, our just simple human brains, like seeing 16 teams with no divisions all just listed in the standings, like people just don't like that. They'd rather see, like,
some type of order,
like folders, basically, of teams.
It's true. I mean, that's the way it is everywhere.
If you were going
baseball's,
to do it,
you know, small groups, NFL small groups.
I mean, they wouldn't go with this, but a couple of years ago I proposed that what I would like to see is if they continue to expand, and now if you do have 16 teams and you keep the East and the West, which I don't see them doing, but you have East 1 play West 2 in like an SEC playoff. So East 1, West 2, and then you have West 1 play East 2, and the winner of those two games go to the
championship. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
But now
making
it expand to 12, it doesn't seem to make as much sense anymore.
No. But then outside of that, what you would just do is you would just sort out whoever's below there. Like SEC teams would still play each other. Like,
They should just rethink the whole thing. Like the entire SEC schedule should just be a tournament. Just start the season based on your finish from last year. That's where you're seated. And you just keep playing games. I mean, people would think that's dumb. They're like, well, we'll be out by week three if we lose. Yeah, just like in your regular season. Like if you lose your first three SEC games, you're not making it to Atlanta. I mean, you can, I guess, you see what I'm saying? Like the only problem with that is the schedule. Like people won't know when to get their hotel room for which game. But maybe you could have like. You play the first five, and then
everything. And that's why. I wouldn't do that.
But if you're just looking at it from a "we want more eyes on us" standpoint, like I mean, the schedule release, like the SEC Network could make that an even bigger thing to where it's like
there's more variability every year than everybody wants to tune in to see.
Yeah, because I mean, right now it's not like a SEC schedule release, but it could be.
Hell, just go World Cup. Put in some seeding for the year, and then have them in pods so that your schedule's going to be pretty balanced. But it's just a random draw as to who you play, and do it I guess, do it like 2 years ahead.
Well, that's what, if you go with like the 14 pods, it's what the NFL does. It's where it's like, well, you finished third in your division last year, right, so you're going to play the third place team next year in the other division. Like, it just.
But can you imagine if it was just random? You need to have all the people.
You would have
all the Alabama fans will be yelling for. They'd be like, see, in soccer, like a lot of times they'll have those big, like they'll have the bowls with like the eggs in them, and they'll accuse them of like cooling down one.
Yeah, cold egg.
Yeah, so they'll draw the right one and all stuff.
You could get hundreds of thousands of people downtown Nashville for a watch party for that and charge for it.
It'd be like the NFL draft,
but better.
I don't know about better than the draft. Draft's pretty awesome.
I'm about to go get a sheet of paper.
Why?
I want to map out four divisions, four teams each, that actually balances geography. Not even really geography, just like teams that need to be playing each other and strength. I mean, it seems like that wouldn't be that hard to do, but you start looking at it, it's like, I don't know, it's kind of tough.
All right.
I think you'd almost have to rank the teams and their current strength, and then rank the teams with kind of their all-time strength, and kind of balance both those things. You know, like you wouldn't want a division that, well, these teams are pretty good right now, but then it falls apart and becomes the NFC East, as David pointed out. We'll come back with more. Lots to talk about. The latest, Oklahoma and Texas reached out to the SEC, and I guess the biggest part of that was people were start reporting that both sides had mutual interest.
Naturally.
And then the follow-up, and Davey alluded to this too, was that Texas said they could be, as early as next week, tell the Big 12 that they're out no matter what. Like, they're done with the Big 12 one way or another.
Well, it's also, I mean, we got some comments from some higher-ups, like with Greg Sankey and other people we hadn't even discussed.
We'll let Davey tell you about that next. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports, Knoxville, talking realignment. Well, it's not really realignment, it's an addition to the SEC, realignment for some.
Yeah, when we did it once, maybe, with two Big 12 schools. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I'd say it's realignment for college football, because this will just be the first domino to fall.
I've got kind of a rough ranking of teams with their strength at the moment, which that's not that hard to do. But I'll get your guys' help on ranking teams all time in just a second. But first, Davey's got comments from some of the players and their folks. I guess that was a big thing, too.
It players as in programs.
The players in this situation,
those seated at the table.
If Greg Sankey had come out immediately and said, no, there's no way that's happening, we're committed, or...
He just said, they didn't put their name on it? I'm not commenting on that.
Yeah, in Oklahoma and Texas, same thing. So it definitely seems like I was legs at this point. Davey, what you got for us?
So I first wanted to clarify, I know we mentioned the Houston Chronicle, was the outlet that broke it. Brent Zerwerman.
Nailed it.
Is the guy, Z-W-E-R-N-E-M-A-N.
Zwerneman.
Yeah.
Zwerben.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he was the one
We'll call him Z.
But so Commissioner Sankey, obviously SEC Media Days are going on right now. Today's the last day. But I think if you wanted to, you could probably have Oklahoma and Texas send out their coaches and do something for Friday. But when Sankey was
welcome
asked
back,
about
Steve
it,
Sarkisian.
Yes. He told Dennis Dodd, no comment on that speculation. He said, we are only worried about the 2021 season. Somebody dropped a report from unnamed people. So he's not commenting on it, which in this line or in this world just
no
means
comment
yes.
is a comment. Yeah.
It's, you know what's happening. And so then people were reaching out for comments from both the University of Texas and Oklahoma. So Texas had this to say, speculation swirls around collegiate athletics. We will not address rumors or speculation. Also, another no comment that's a comment away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Oklahoma, just to add a cherry on top, the college athletics landscape is shifting constantly. We don't address every anonymous rumor.
So if someone had put their name on it, they'd have to talk about it, but because it was anonymous, and it was breaking from the Houston Chronicle. Well, Ross Bjork said no. A&M left the Big 12 to be the only Texas school in the SEC. We will not vote for Texas. So one off the board. They have to get 11. Is that correct?
Yes.
11 member institutions have to vote to allow these two in.
I went back, and what I did was I pulled what it takes for membership into the SEC based off their guidelines or their bylaws and constitution.
Who is it? The ADs that would vote, or is it the presidents?
What it happens is you have a chief executive officer that can be a president or it can be an AD to whoever your institution wants to select to be representing you.
Gotcha.
And ultimately, for the Constitution, 3.1 of the Constitution and bylaws, membership termination and suspension, 3.11, which this was put forth back in 91, amended in 91. Number of members, the number of members of the conference shall be set by the chief executive officers. As I just mentioned, that's going to be the president, athletic director, whoever they want to nominate, but it's typically one of those two people. And then as it relates to granting of membership, this was changed, or they put clarified/confirmed 6/1/11, which if you look back not long after that, certain organization by Texas A&M and Missouri joined the conference not long after. So kind of thought this one through, but it says membership may be granted by invitation of the conference at a meeting of the CEOs. A vote of at least 3/4 of the members is required to extend an invitation for membership. So that would be 11 of the 14 schools to reach that 75% threshold.
Isn't it kind of crappy that A&M would vote to not take in Texas?
No. I mean, that's why they left when they did. They wanted, I mean, Texas is doing, A&M really can't point the finger. Texas would be doing exactly what A&M did.
I mean, A&M would get to say they won, too.
Yeah, like we made this call first, you idiots. Plus, it would bring that rivalry back. I'm in on that. Where does Missouri fall in this? Would Missouri welcome Oklahoma and Texas, or is that another vote that they won't get?
Somebody said that'd be a hard no for Missouri.
Really?
There was a quote from Eli, actually.
Eli.
I don't know. Drinkwitz apparently last night was sending out a bunch of messages to recruits saying, see, even Oklahoma. These were the players that have interest from Oklahoma and Texas. Mm. But he said, see, even they want to come join and play in the SEC.
Smart.
But by the time they would be able to come here,
yep,
their time's almost done.
Yeah, unless he's, you know, texting juniors and sophomores or whatever.
Got to decide before, yeah.
I'm trying to think here, though. Like, so let's say Missouri and A&M say, no way. Are there two more schools?
Well, if there are, Sankey's going to have a bigger hand in convincing the other schools that would possibly be a no over whatever A&M and Missouri could offer. You're basically having to go, if you're all these other schools, let's think of the original SEC, all right? They're going to make millions and millions of more dollars by accepting these two organizations into their conference. What could A&M and Missouri offer them that would be better than getting all this extra revenue? That's what you have to ask. And could Sankey convince those schools to say, go ahead and vote yes? Hmm. We always talk about it, money talks. I don't see what A&M and Missouri could offer that would convince these other schools to withhold on bringing those two schools into the fold.
That's what you're not wrong, but is there potential for, I mean, we're only talking now about two ADs or, you know, CEOs essentially here that would have to say, you know what? Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
I mean, Sankey could also threaten them at the same time. Like, I mean, he holds the cards. Like, if they're not wanting to, like, he could hurt them down the line.
True.
It's a power play. Like, you got to think Game of Thrones. It's like Sankey loses a lot more by not having Oklahoma and Texas come in here than he does if they don't come. He loses a lot more than if they were to come. And his idea is
it depends on what they did. Like, if Texas goes independent, okay, whatever. But if they go to like the ACC, Oklahoma joins the Big Ten, yeah, then you've messed up. Apparently, this was a buddy of mine's text me. This was an A&M reporter who leaked it. And that's why Ross Bjork went to SEC Media Days for the first time ever. So that he could be there to address this. And that sounds like A&M's leaking this to try to blow it up before, you know, try to stop it from happening before it happens.
Uh-huh.
So they leaked it early.
I understand why they would, but I guess I'm just trying to think of the power players that
Bjork wasn't even there when the move happened. He was at, like, Ole Miss or something, wasn't he? He was at Ole Miss for a while. I don't know where he was when A&M moved to the SEC.
Well, no, he's been there within, like, I was trying to think. He might have came on right before COVID.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't been there that long, so it's kind of weird that he would. I guess he's just doing what his, you know, his donors and people in the building tell him, but still.
Yeah, he was at Ole Miss up until 2019.
What year did he get to Ole Miss?
2012.
Okay.
It's from Dodge City, Kansas.
Old Dodge City. 16-team Super Conference. The Southeastern World Order.
So I've got the list for team strength at the moment. It's kind of embarrassing for Tennessee.
Yeah.
But
we know, dude.
Then I've got it. I pulled an article that ranked teams all time. I'll see if you guys agree with the top half of that. The bottom half they didn't have done because they just did like 30 best teams all time.
Right, right.
Some of the teams weren't in there. But at the moment, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, A&M, LSU, Florida, Texas, Ole Miss, Auburn, Mississippi State, Missouri, Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, Vanderbilt.
Mm. 12. In this,
no, 14.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm used to counting up two from the bottom and it being 12.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. All time, this is what I have using the article, and then I just kind of did the bottom half really quickly. So I want to re-rank with you guys, though. So I got Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida.
So this is all time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. It's kind of a pointless ranking, really, to do all time. You'd almost want to go back and say, like, the last, I don't know, 25 years, 30 years.
Well, it's kind of
like, I don't think anything matters if what you did right after World War II.
That list that they did was kind of like that. I mean, that's why LSU's so high. Like, LSU, I mean, after they won another title with Orgeron, of course, they had the Saban,
right.
You know, and Les Miles. Like, I mean, I feel like that's
I'd do post-Vietnam.
I mean, Oklahoma's been really good lately. I mean, you can maybe ding Texas if you wanted to, but it doesn't really matter. You just got to kind of have them close to do it. But, I mean, what do you think? What do you guys think? Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Tennessee?
All time, yeah, probably.
Then it's Georgia, Florida, Auburn.
Georgia over Florida, really?
A&M. And that's the order that one article I pulled up ranked. You guys can tell me, though, if you think we should move something around. Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Auburn, A&M.
I don't even know if I would go based off all-time prestige. I would probably go based off fan base and then look at, like, the last 30 years.
Florida's got to be ahead of Georgia, right? That makes sense.
I would think so.
I mean, Florida has won so many more recent national championships than
I mean, Georgia hasn't won one since 80. How many has Florida won since 80?
Three or four?
Didn't yes. Spurrier have two?
Spurrier and Spurrier Urban.
Spurrier had one, Urban had two.
Yeah, they won three.
So it's three? Okay.
Not too shabby.
No. Didn't they play for another?
I mean, I almost think Florida should be ahead of Tennessee.
Also,
I would have them there.
If you go last 30 years, you can make that argument easily.
I know, like, recently, obviously, LSU, but, like, all time, would you have LSU above Tennessee? That seems like
all time, no. But, again, that's why, again, I don't really care what we did in 1954.
Yeah, trying to rank teams more like moving forward, like your staying power.
You can almost go from like since you know games were nationally televised
well,
all the time.
That's what I say.
So
like,
we're good with Alabama one.
I mean, if you really want to do it, you'd probably have to do 1984 because I talk about like that's the modern era of college football.
That's fine. Let's do 1984.
Okay.
Alabama one is Oklahoma two.
Since 84.
Yeah, I guess.
I would have them over any other SEC school, yeah.
How many natties do they have since 84? For some reason, I thought they won a couple in the late 80s. I could be wrong.
I can't remember when Switzer won his.
That was before, way before, I thought. Got it for you right here. national titles. 2085. They did win 85.
Okay, so they got two.
And then, of course, they're on this list so high because they claim 75, 74, 56, 55, 50. So they have seven national titles, I guess.
They continue to win the Big 12 winners. Right now. I'd have them second.
Okay.
Has there been another Big 12 school make the playoff outside of Oklahoma?
No. Right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I know Texas hasn't.
No, because a couple get left out.
Well, Baylor and TCU the beginning, they didn't have that conference championship game, and they ended up getting left out because of that. And that pretty much was the committee telling them, get a championship game if you want to have a team make it.
No, there's something. Isn't it only like it's 10 different teams have made the college football playoff or something like that?
We'll come back and stay on this topic, obviously. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
Big.
Final segment, hour number one. All right, we're just gonna do it. We don't need that. We'll just figure it out ourselves. Alabama, Oklahoma. Who's third?
What? I don't know. What you've got four lists over there. What are we ranking them for now?
I think just the recent strength and trying to project that into the future, kind of like all the all time like not this year. Like what you know? How strong are these teams going to be all time?
I'd have Florida. If you're going off a recent,
so you're saying over the next 10 years in the 16-team SEC, how would you rank the levels of success each school's going to have over the next 10 years? Did you go 10 years?
Yeah, 10 or 20.
Well, we don't know when Saban.
I was going to say, that's the wild card for Alabama. Like no one's going to be able to duplicate what Saban's doing. Lincoln Riley, if he stays at Oklahoma, you got to think they're going to be really good for a long time.
Yeah, I'd say Lincoln's the second best coach.
I'm keeping this all also with kind of the all-time conversation, you know, because I think Alabama's proven that they get a good coach, they're going to be really good. But that's kind of true for all these teams. So Alabama, Oklahoma, but then who's – like Texas is third on this one list I had, but I don't – there's LSU, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida. I think those are the only ones you could consider.
I'd put Florida just based off of recent success.
Yeah, I was going to say Florida and Georgia seem like they're right there with each other.
Florida's trajectory is pointed more upwards than Texas is. And then I think you got to give them the nod over Georgia just based off the two national championships they've won with Urban.
What about LSU?
I'd have them after Florida and above Georgia.
Would have them above Georgia?
I think Georgia's trending upward more. I just think that, you know, that one natty means more. And then plus, I mean, I think they could very well bounce back and go 10-2.
I don't think Kirby Smart's a good coach. I think he's better than Orgeron.
Well, don't.
Plus talent.
I guess trying to remove the coach.
Well, no, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, if you switched them, you know, I don't. I mean, if we want to do it, like, if every school had the same coach.
I mean, you can think about it that way. And it doesn't matter because we're going to tweak them once we start putting them in divisions for those reasons anyway, for, like, who makes sense with what. So it's not like you're just going to rank them one, like, balance them all out. We'll look at what that could be. But so the options are for third are really, I think it's only LSU, Georgia, or Florida. I mean, I guess Texas, but I don't want to put Texas there. I don't think that's right.
I'm just going to go based on talent in state. And then that school's footprint in that state, I'd probably go Florida. I'd probably go Florida, Georgia, LSU, honestly. I think.
Done. It's really close. There's not a wrong answer there.
It depends
on how you classify.
I read a stat, something like over the last 10 years, or maybe since Saban's been in Alabama, Alabama signed more 5-stars out of the state of Florida than Miami, Florida State, and Florida combined. But there's just so much talent in the state of Florida.
I'm going to go Florida, LSU, Georgia, just because it's kind of an all-timer recency ranking. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's fine. And then I'm going to go Texas.
I'd probably go Texas, then Texas A&M, man. Like, they got all the money. They've now proven they're going to go out and hire good coaches.
I'm going Auburn over A&M.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Auburn's won it all.
I thought we were projecting the next 20 years.
We are. I'll go Texas A&M after.
All right.
Well, I was trying to...
I know. This is... There's no perfect data points for how to judge.
And then I'm going to put Tennessee.
Okay.
Hang on. Did I get them all? Florida? I think so. Because Tennessee, to me, will always, no matter how bad they are, you get a good coach.
You're one coach away.
You have the fan base. They're always going to be ahead of this bottom half. It's kind of like there's nine teams. There's nine teams I have at the top that are either good right now, been good for a long time, or, you know, have a lot of history. They check one of those boxes. Those are Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida, LSU, Georgia, Texas, Auburn, Texas A&M, and Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, I think all those schools have fan base, resource, footprint, dollar bills. Like, yeah, that makes sense. And then we kind of get to the who's the next big name on there?
Well, then you have what I call regional teams, where in their state they're a big deal. Outside their state, they're not. So the way I did it just because that's where the list cut off, where I was using the thing. I mean, I just slapped them down, and this is kind of, I don't know. I just put Arkansas next.
Okay.
Then Mississippi State.
Okay.
Then South Carolina, Missouri, Ole Miss, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. It's almost easier to work from the bottom up. Vanderbilt bottom.
Yeah.
Kentucky's never been to Atlanta, never really done. I mean, I'm not counting the 1950, whatever, 50 or 51 season where they
claim a title. Yeah,
That's bogus.
Had the trophy made like 4 years ago.
I mean, is Ole Miss third from the bottom? Is that right? I mean, Missouri's gone to Atlanta twice. They got to be above Ole Miss, right? I mean, Ole Miss is a really cool thing for Mississippi people. No one cares about Ole Miss.
Would you have Mississippi State ahead of Ole Miss?
I did. Well, this is when I was making the all-time list because they had at least played for the SEC championship.
Mm.
But, I mean, I don't know. Joe Maybe Lee they should Dunn. Be right together. But then I really struggle with where to put South Carolina, Missouri in comparison with those Mississippi schools. Really, all four of those to me are about the same. Missouri went to the East twice. South Carolina's gone to the East once.
Missouri's got it all to themselves in Missouri, but the problem is they've got it all to themselves in Missouri. South Carolina's having to deal with Clemson and not to mention everybody else going into South Carolina. Like, I think South Carolina, it's an uphill climb, man. It just is. Same for Missouri.
Like, so Missouri, we agree Arkansas is next because at least they have like the state to themselves and they've got more history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
From before. But I don't know who to put after Arkansas. The options are the two Mississippi schools, Missouri, South Carolina.
I think I'd probably go the Mississippi schools,
then
Missouri, South Carolina.
Then Missouri, then South Carolina? All right, so you're going Mississippi State, Ole Miss.
Yeah, and those are interchangeable for me. Probably Mississippi. Yeah, give Mississippi State the slight.
Missouri,
now.
South Carolina, Kentucky, Vandy.
Poor Vandy. Shout out for the GPA bump, though. Thanks, guys.
South Carolina is going to be interesting because the only times they've ever been good, they had Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier.
Right. But they got Beamer now.
But they do. The only thing they have really going for them is they're like Clemson. They're located in a spot where their in-state's tiny, but they produce some really good players.
Mm-hmm.
And they're surrounded by all the states. So they typically go into Florida and Georgia and take the leftovers. And when they have a really good recruiter evaluator, those leftovers sometimes get paired with the top two or three kids in South Carolina. They can be good every now and then. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have had them ahead of Missouri, but it doesn't really matter.
So what is that your proposal, though? Four pods? Four divisions within? Well,
the problem is, though, like you're not going to win anything by being the top of your pod, I don't think. I mean, it's too small of a sample size. In the NFL, you play your pod twice. You can't do that in college. I think it's just a way to schedule.
You could, I mean, you could play your pod twice. And then.
If you want to, yeah, make it psycho.
Wouldn't
be fun to play your pod twice because at that point you're already looking at that six games right there.
Right, six games. And then you got three other pods. Pick two each year from the other two.
Nah.
12 games.
I'm not a fan of playing the same team twice.
I thought you said you wanted to be more like the NFL.
We'll come back. We'll get to the phone line.
That doesn't make any sense. Pick.